praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient unto us. Thank you for your mercies you have demonstrated toward us. Thank you for your peace and joy and comfort that fills our hearts. Thank you for breakthroughs your power has performed in our lives and situations. Thank you for destroying all the works of darkness fashioned against us. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your will, your promises to pass in our lives. Thank you for making difficult things, things that are difficult for others. Thank you for making those things easy for us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for opportunities you're sending to us so that we can, through those opportunities, enter into the fulfillment of your plans for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the prayers we have prayed before now that you have answered. Thank you for the prayers we will pray even tonight, even this evening, that you will also answer. Thank you, Father. We thank you for battles that were too strong for us, that you fought for us and made us victorious. Thank you for supporting us in those areas where we appear to be weak. Thank you for supporting us and defending us. Thank you for destroying our weaknesses, eliminating our weaknesses with your strength. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for destiny helpers. You are connecting with us so that we can fulfill our destinies. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for terminating shame and disgrace that the enemy wants to happen to us. Thank you, Father. We are so grateful for your presence and power in our lives and situations. We thank you for not giving up on us. We thank you for not forsaking us. You always meet us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we are here to seek your face, to pray, to worship, to call upon you in faith. Oh Lord, please show us mercy. Show us great mercy. Do not let us live here empty-handed. Visit everyone. Help everyone. Bless everyone. And let everyone have testimonies to share. Demonstrate your faithfulness unto us. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I strongly believe that if you pray with the whole of your heart, God is here to answer your prayers. Amen. Let us take the song. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We praise you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. 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 You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. 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 Oh Lord, oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, O Lord. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. O Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. O Lord, O Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never cease it. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord, holy is the Lord, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. Faithful is the Lord. Faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful is the Lord. Our Lord is so faithful. Faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful is the Lord. Our Lord is merciful. Merciful. Merciful, merciful, merciful. Merciful, merciful, merciful. Merciful is the Lord. Merciful, 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 merciful is the Lord. Gracious is the Lord. Gracious, 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 gracious. Gracious, gracious, gracious. Gracious is the Lord. Our Lord is gracious. Gracious. Gracious, gracious, gracious. Gracious, gracious, gracious. Gracious is the Lord. You are highly lifted up. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are highly lifted up. And there is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yonder higher than every other name. Name is Jesus. Your name is Messiah. touched my life with his hands. Life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life. I am known. G.O. with his hands. He touched my life. My life changed. He touched my life. I am no more the same. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. How great is our God. 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 Sing with me. Great is our God. And all will sing. Heaven and earth will see how great is God. You are glorious, so glorious, always. You're glorious. Are glorious, glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious. In your ways, glorious God, true King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We bow before on your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. For your mercies, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. We are saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Lord. Forever. Forever. O Lord, O Lord, your word is settled, your word is settled, in heaven it is settled, forever, forever, O Lord, O Lord, thy word is settled, in heaven it is settled, forever, forever, O Lord, O Lord. Thy word is settled, in heaven it is settled. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Magnify Him. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Worship Jesus. Worship Ancient of Days. King of glory, King of kings, and Lord of lords, worship the Most High God, the King of the universe, controller of times and seasons. Worship the one who was and is and is to come, the bright and morning star. Worship Him. Worship Him. Miracle worker, we bless you, we praise you. Mountain mover, we praise you. Way maker, we praise you. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise you. Promise keeper, we praise you. Lord of hosts. We praise you, Most High God. We praise you, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. We worship you, Father. You created all things, visible and invisible. You created them all. Light and darkness, you created them all. You are before all things exist. And you are the one holding all things together. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Covenant-keeping God. We adore you. Faithful God. We praise you. Merciful God. Loving God. We bless your name. We worship you. For you are the Lord. You alone is the Lord. Blessed be your holy name. All power belongs to you. All power belongs to you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for everything you have given to me for free. Thank you, Lord, for blessings you have released into my life that I do not deserve. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have freely. Thank you for everything you have freely given to me. Thank you for blessings you have released into my life that I do not deserve. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helps you have released into my life for free. Thank you for strength you have released into my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for everything you have done in my life that I do not deserve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping me beyond limits. Thank you for helping me beyond my requests. Thank you for blessing me beyond limits. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for destroying the plans of the enemy that were fashioned against me. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were done against me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness that were done against me. Thank you for terminating the agendas of the dark kingdom that were fashioned against me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for destroying the plans of witches and wizards, the plans of agents of darkness, the plans of forces of darkness that were against me. Thank you, Lord, for destroying their plans. Thank you for turning their plans into nothing. Thank you for destroying their schemes. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank the Lord. We're going to say, Father, thank you for your honor you have placed upon my life. Your royal, your kingdom honor that you have placed upon me. Thank you for that. Begin to thank him. For the Lord has crowned you with glory and honor. He has crowned our lives with glory and honor. Say, thank you, Father, for placing your honor upon me. Say, thank you, Father, for placing your honor upon my life, upon my destiny, upon my calling, upon my career. Thank you for placing your honor upon my life. Your royal honor, your kingdom honor, you have placed upon me. Thank you, Jesus. And because of this honor, I am not put to shame. I am not being put to shame. I am not disgraced because you have placed your honor upon my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, you are the Lord that does impossible things. Do wonders in my life that will be difficult for men to believe. Do wonders in my life that will surprise everyone. Such wonders that people will find it so hard to believe. Oh Lord, do such wonders in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, you are the one that does impossible things. You are the one that does uncommon things. You are the one that does mighty miracles. Do wonders in my life that will be too hard for people to believe. Do great wonders in my life. Do great wonders in my life. Do great wonders in my life. uncommon wonders, shocking wonders, do great wonders in my life, O Lord. Only you do impossible things. Visit my life and do wonders. Such wonders that is very rare. Such things that are impossible with men. Such breakthroughs and progress and elevation that are impossible with men. Oh Lord, do them in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you cannot pray with faith, there's no need to pray at all. Because it's just a waste of time. Yeah. If in this prayer session, you can't pray with faith in your heart, then you are just wasting your time. Because God answers only to faith. So make sure you are praying with faith. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, it says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." For with God, nothing shall be impossible. With men, it can be impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. Do you believe that? Do you believe that with God, nothing shall be impossible? I mean, nothing. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, I believe in your ability and power. I believe that your power can do anything. I believe your power can change anything. I believe your power can move anything. Your power can create anything. Oh Lord, let your power produce miracles in my life." Begin to pray like that. Say, "Father, I believe that your power can do anything. I believe that your power can change anything. I believe that your power can move everything. Your power can create anything. Oh Lord, do mighty miracles in my life with your power, through your power. Answer my prayers with your power. Move my life forward with your power. Revive me with your power. Transform my life with your power. Supply my needs with your power. Elevate my life with your power. Open doors for me with your power. Change my story with your power. Heal me with your power. Deliver me with your power. Save me with your power. Restore me with your power. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I believe that your power can do anything. I believe in your ability that can reverse irreversible things. Visit me and manifest your power. Manifest your power in my life. I know that once your power comes in, everything changes. Everything will change. Visit my life with your power. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 1. In verse 34, the young woman was curious about how the prophecy from the angel that visited her will come to pass. She was wondering in her mind, and then she spoke. She told the angel. She said, "How shall this be? How shall this be? Seeing I know not a man, how shall this be?" And the angel said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee." That is it. That is how it will happen. Maybe God has revealed some things to you some years back, and God has told you that this is where I'm taking you. This is what I would do for you. This is what I would do to change your life, to change your story. And then you begin to think, how shall these things come to pass? Maybe you have received promises from God, prophecies from God's servants. And then you begin to ask yourself, how shall these things happen? The how is in that verse 35, Luke chapter 1, verse 35, that is the how. The angel said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee." That is, it is by the power of God that the promises of God will be done in your life. It is by the power of God. It is by the strength of God. It is by the wisdom of God. It is not by human calculations. It is not by human manipulations. It is not by human strength. It is by the power of God. So if you are wondering how God's promises for your life will come to pass, then look up to heaven and call down power. Look up to heaven and seek for His power to be released, because it is His power that will do it. It is not any other thing. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your power fall upon me to bring your promises to pass in my life. Let your power fall into the earth to bring your promises to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, release your power. Everything will continue to be the same way it is until power comes in. Everything will continue to be the way it is. Only the power of God changes things. Say, Lord, release your power to bring your promises to pass in my life. Release your power into the earth to perform your promises in my life. Release your power into my life to perform your promises in my life. To perform your prophecies in my life. Release your power now. Release your power now. Release your power now. In the name of Jesus. Let your power fall. Let your power fall. Thank you, Lord. Your life will continue to be the way it is until power comes in. It is power that makes the difference. Say, oh Lord, release your power until the story of my life changes. Release your power to perform your promises in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Release your power. Release your power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We do not know when exactly the power came upon Mary in this passage. And we do not know how the power came. But what we know is that the promise of the Lord that came through the mouth of the angel came to pass. You're going to pray. A lot of Christians are sleeping when the power of God was looking for them. They were sleeping. The power of God that would change their lives, when that power was available, they were sleeping. They were not praying. They were not in the spirit. They were not fasting. If Apostle John was not in the spirit, he wouldn't have gotten those revelations. He told us in the book of Revelation, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And then power came. And then he began to see mysterious divine secrets. So you must not be sleeping in the day of his power. You must not be found sleeping in the day that God's power has been programmed to visit you, to locate you. You must be in the spirit on that day. You must be doing spiritual thing on that day. You must be heavenly minded on that day. I pray that you will not miss the power of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will not miss the touch of the power of God. in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me by your Holy Spirit to be alive, to be awakened in the day your power would change my life. Help me to be sensitive, to be alive, to be strong, to be awakened in the day your power will locate me to change my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The harsh, say, Father, help me to be in the Spirit in the day your power will visit me to change my life. It must not be that in that day you are full of hunger. It must not be that in that day you are full of lust, pride, and all forms of uncleanness. It must not be in that day you have those things. Say, oh Lord, help me to be alive, to be sensitive, to be awakened, to be in the Spirit in the day of your power. In the day your power would find me to change my life. Help me to be seeking you on that day. Bible says, seek the Lord when he can be found. There are days he cannot be found. So Lord, help me to be seeking you in the day of your power. In the day your power would visit me to change my life. Help me to be praying in that day. Help me to be fasting in that day. Help me to be in the Spirit in that day. Help me to be spiritual in that day. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There's no way the power of God cannot locate you. There's no way, there's no time the power of God cannot locate you. Yeah, even if you are sleeping, the power of God can visit you and walk even while you are sleeping. Yeah, even while you are eating or drinking or in the office. There's no way the power of God cannot find you to change your life. All you need to do is to be full of faith, to be sensitive to the realm of the Spirit, and to have hunger in your heart for the Lord, to keep that hunger in your heart, to have high expectation in your heart. That is all that you need to do. There is no way the power of God cannot visit you. So it doesn't have to be during prayer meetings like this that the power will visit you and do the miracle. Yeah. It can be any time. So all you need is to stay connected with the Holy Spirit. So all you need is to be in the Spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your power break every barrier to find me and change my life. Let your power break every barrier. Every barrier between me and my miracle. Every barrier between me and my testimony. Let your power break those barriers and work wonders in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Sometimes fear can be the barrier. The fears in your heart, the doubts in your mind. But the power of God can break those barriers. Sometimes distractions can be the barrier. You are just being distracted by so many things. But the power of God can break those barriers. Say, Father, let your power break every barrier to find me and change my life. In the name of Jesus. You can be talking with a friend and then the power will just come upon you. You can be cooking in the kitchen and then your and then the power of God will just come upon you. You can be doing anything. Any barrier cannot stop his power. Say, Lord, let your power break every barrier to locate me and change my life. In the name of Jesus, let your power break through every barrier to find me and change my life. In the name of Jesus, let your power break barriers to change my life. The barriers of fear, let your power pull them down. The barrier of doubts, the barrier of unbelief, the barrier of the flesh, carnality, let your power break those barriers to change my life. In the name of Jesus. The barrier of distractions. Let your power break those barriers to change my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still looking at that scripture. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. For with God, nothing. That means you can think of anything. Yeah, anything that is impossible with man, with science, you can think of them. And then the Bible says, that thing, God will do it. Yeah, I don't know if you are getting it. Think of anything that is impossible with man. I mean, anything that you know that is impossible with man. Impossible with human strength, human wisdom, human labels. Impossible with science. Think of any of those things. It is possible with God. What a mighty God we serve. But my problem with Christians is that they don't believe. They don't believe and they are praying. They don't believe and they are fasting. Why do you fast when you don't believe? Why do you pray when you don't believe? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe in the greatness of your power to do impossible things. Create to fulfill my destiny. Create in my life all that I need to fulfill my destiny. With your power, create them. Create them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I believe in the greatness of your power that does impossible things. With that power, create everything I need to fulfill my destiny. In the name of Jesus, create them. All that I need, let them begin to appear in my life. All that I need to fulfill my destiny, let them begin to appear in my life. Thank you, Lord. Say, oh Lord, I believe in the greatness of your power that is able to do impossible things. With that power, create all that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. In the name of Jesus, create all that I need. Create all that I need. Create all that I need. Thank you, Lord. To become who you want me to be. Create all that I need to attain where you want me to attain. The heights you want me to attain. Create all that I need. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God is still creating things. And God has never stopped creating things. And when we talk about creation, some of you would think, it's only limited to physical things. God created the moon, He created the stars, He created the oceans, the seas, the land. Yeah, He created human body. Yeah, when we talk about creation, some of you would think it's just about physical things. No, there are invisible things that God creates, like you being born again is part of God's creation. Is a new creation. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Yeah. So you being born again is by the power of God's creation. That is, God created a new you from the old you. He created a brand new you that pleases Him easily, obeys Him easily. That is creation. Yeah, that is creation. And not only that, God creates many things. He creates wealth, riches. He creates ideas. He creates new ideas and put it in your mind. And then you follow those ideas, you see His glory manifest. So God creates many things. Many things. So you are going to pray. There are a lot of things that God wants to create in your life. Things that are not there. He will create them in your life. And those things will change your story. So you are going to raise up your right hand. begin to say, Almighty God, with your power, create new things in my life that will change my story, that will launch me into greatness. Create new things in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Almighty God, create new things with your power. Create new things in my life that will change my story, that will launch me into greatness. Create new things. Create new things. New things. New strengths. New abilities. New ideas. New inspiration. New revelations. Create new things in my life. New progress. New relationships. New connections. Create new things in my life. New riches. New wealth. That will launch my life into greatness. That will change the story of my life. Create new things in my life. New progress. New breakthroughs. Create new things in my life. New wisdom. New knowledge. New understanding. Create new things in my life that will change the story of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It is only by the power of God that some people can think differently. Yeah. You know, sometimes God has selected some people that, you know, He has selected those people to be part of your greatness story. God has, He has chosen certain people, ordained certain people, that they must be part of your greatness story. Now, it's going to take the power of God to get those people think differently in the direction that will favor you, that will lead to your greatness. Yeah, the mind of people is so full of darkness. The mind of people is so inclined towards darkness, towards self, selfishness, self-centeredness. So it's going to take the power of God to redirect the mind of people, so that your own greatness can emerge, can manifest. It's going to take the power of God to make people start thinking differently from the way they have been thinking for your greatness to manifest. Since those people must be part of your greatness story, so it means they must take those people must take certain actions before your greatness will manifest. So only by the power of God can they start thinking differently. So don't think you can beg them. Some Christians, they think they can beg certain people to help them, send all kinds of messages, text messages, carry their phones and start making calls, calling those people, please help me. Don't think that is how you will get the helps. No, it doesn't work like that. In fact, you are more likely to be denied those helps. But when God goes out and begins to change their minds, then you will get more helps than you can imagine. So you're going to pray only by the power of God. Can the hearts of men be redirected? Only by the power of God can men start thinking in the direction that will lead to your greatness. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your power and let your power begin to change the minds of men to make decisions that will lead to my greatness, that will lead to the fulfillment of your promises in my life. Release your power now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Release your power. Release your power. Thank you, Lord. As you are praying, something is happening. Release your power. And let that power change the minds of everyone that must make decisions, take actions that will lead to my greatness, that will lead to my progress, that will lead to my breakthroughs, that will lead to the fulfillment of your promises in my life. Release your power now. Release your power now. Thank you, Lord. Release your power. Release your power. Release your power. Let your power begin to change the minds of those who must make decisions that will produce greatness in my life. Those who must take actions that will produce breakthroughs, success, excellence in my life. Oh Lord, release your power now to redirect their minds, to reposition their focus in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. If you feel weak to do certain things you know God wants you to do, have you thought about this scripture? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So it's not about how you feel. It's about what God is saying, what God has said, what God wants you to do. So with God, it is possible. What God has said He wants to do through you so that your generation can be blessed. can be blessed. It is possible. What God has said He wants to use you to do at this time, to change the lives of people, to impact your generation, it is possible if you believe. If you believe, it is not according to your strength. It is according to His strength. So stop saying, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I'm the type that can do it. Yeah, I think it's meant for some people to do this kind of thing. Stop saying that. It is possible by God, with God. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, create in me the strength that I need to do the things you want me to do for you in the head. Create the strength that I need. The strength that I need. Caleb was over 80 years old. And he said, as he is strong enough to go to war, just as he was when he was maybe 30 years old, or 35. Yeah, he's not talking about human strength. He's talking about the strength of God. Yeah, so it's not about your age. It's not about the weaknesses you feel. Is about the strength of God. The Almighty God created in me the strength to accomplish the things you have called me to do for you. In the end, create that strength in me right now. I believe it is possible. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, create in me the strength that I need to achieve, to accomplish, to do the things that you have called me to do, the things you have created me to do, the things you want me to do for you, for your kingdom. Oh, Lord, create that strength in me. I know it is impossible with my own strength, but it is possible with your own strength. It is possible with your own strength. Create strength in me to become the person you want me to be. Create strength in me. Create strength in my body. Divine strength, unusual strength, create strength in my soul. Divine strength, unusual strength, create strength in my body to do those things you want me to do. Thank you, Father. Create that strength. Create in me the strength to become the person you want me to be in this head. It is impossible with human strength, but not with the strength God is going to create in you. So Lord, create in me your strength, your heavenly strength. Divine strength through which I can do all things. Through which I can do all things that pertains to my calling and destiny. created me divine strength through which I can do all things that pertains to the assignment you have given to me, creating me the strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You see, the minds of many Christians is like dry fish. Yeah, you know dry fish. A fish that is dried. It is difficult to straighten that fish, especially when it was folded, when the fish was bent or folded and then dried up like that. So to straighten that fish is difficult, or otherwise it can break into two. Try to straighten a dried fish. That's the way the minds of many Christians have. Their mind is so inclined in a direction, and it's so difficult for them to believe in the impossible. Their mind is so bent into a shape. Their minds are so bent, into a certain form. And when we tell them about things that the abilities of God does, it looks like we are just making noise. It looks like, what are these people saying? Are they insane? How can you think of such thing? How on earth can such thing happen? And that is the problem with many Christians. Their mind is so twisted that to straighten it is a problem. For them to renew their mindset is a problem. Why? Because they believe in what their physical eyes is saying more than the Word of God. They believe in what science says more than the Word of God. They believe in what their human senses tells them more than the Word of God. I want to believe you are not like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, take away every mentality in me, every mindset and mentality in me that is not allowing me to witness your miracle. Every mentality, mindset in my head, in my mind, that is not allowing me to witness your miracle, take it away now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every stiffness in my mind, every damage in my mind, in my soul, that is not allowing me to witness your miracle. Everything that is wrong in my mind, wronging my soul, that is not allowing me to witness your miracle. Oh Lord, remove them. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Everything that have happened to my mind, happened to my soul, that is making me not to see things the way God sees them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deal with them right now. Uproot them right now. Take them away right now. Heal my mind. Heal my soul. I want to experience your wonders. I want to see you do the impossible in my life. Heal my mind. Heal my mind. Take away wrong mindset. Take away wrong mentality. Wrong beliefs. Wrong ideas. Wrong things. Lies. In my mind. That is not allowing me to witness your miracle. Take them away now. Renew my mind. Renew my mind. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. If you read Matthew chapter 7, it's a common verse where Jesus told the disciples to ask and they will receive. Seek and they will find. Yeah. I'm going to read it from New Living Translation. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says, keep on asking. And you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking. And you will find. Keep on knocking. And the door will be opened to you. Yeah, you know, in King James Version, it only says, ask. And it shall be given. But here, it was really exposed. Yeah. This translation really brought out those words of Jesus as it were. Yeah. It says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. So if we believe in the impossible, we will not stop asking. Yeah, so many times we stop asking because we have lost faith. But when you believe in the impossible, you will not stop asking because you know that you will receive what you ask for. Jesus is not a liar. If any other person in the scripture can lie, not Jesus, because he is truth personified. He is truth himself. So Jesus cannot lie. So if Jesus says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for, it means you will receive what you ask for. If Jesus says, keep on seeking, and you will find, it means you will find. It means you will find. But today's Christians, I don't know, something is wrong with us. Today's Christians find it difficult to continue to ask and to continue to seek. We take him for a liar. If you don't continue to ask, it means you are saying Jesus is a liar. That's what you are saying. If you don't continue to seek, it means you are calling him a liar. Because he said, seek and you will find. Continue seeking and you will find. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of darkness assigned to stop me from continuing to ask God. Yeah, I don't know if that English is correct. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of darkness assigned to stop me, so that I don't continue to ask, to stop me from seeking God, to stop me from asking help from God continuously. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Pray like that. If we belong to the kingdom of God, let us act as sons and daughters of the kingdom of God. Let us stop acting as bastards, as people that don't belong to who we claim we belong to. Count every spirit of darkness discouraging me from prayer, discouraging me from praying until I get what I want. I cast out that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit discouraging me until I find his help, I cast out that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I receive strength to continue to ask once from God. I receive strength, thank you, Lord, to keep on asking. I receive strength to keep on asking until I receive. I receive strength to keep on asking until I get what I am asking for. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to keep on troubling heaven until heaven release what I want. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to keep on pressing forward in prayer and fasting until I possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to keep on seeking for divine interventions until those interventions appear. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to not give up in my pursuit. In prayer, I receive strength to not give up. In the demands I am placing on God, I receive strength to not give up. In the name of Jesus. passive strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Somebody was asking me some time ago how I was able to transformation from, get a lot of transformation from God in my life. Get many things changed in my life through God's interventions, through God's power. Grow spiritually or grow in the knowledge of God. Encounters with God, life-changing encounters. And I told that person, the secret is 7:7. How saw God change my life, transform my life, is the how is this scripture, Matthew 7:7. How I got great blessing, great help from God, great visitations from God. The how is this Matthew. And so I'm someone that once I set my mind on something, I don't stop until I get it done. All I need is for God to tell me that this thing is my will for you. This thing is possible. That is all I need to tell me. The rest is I will not stop troubling God and heaven until that thing is done. So all I need is God saying, this is what I'm going to do for you. That's all I need to hear. Then I know what to do. I know I must continue to ask. God knows that I will not stop asking. Then He knows He has to do. He will do it. I mean, He does them. Because I refuse to stop asking. In your heart, I said, this thing is it. And I will not rest until it happened in my life. I make up your mind that this thing that I saw in the scripture, this thing that I saw in the life, I will not rest until it happened. Because I have seen those things happen. I mean, I've seen such determination produce results. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to praying, to continue fasting, doing spiritual exercises until heaven open over my life. Say, now begin to pray like that. So I receive strength to continue praying, fasting, to continue in faith. All spiritual exercises that I know, until my heaven open, in the name of Jesus, I receive determination to do that. I receive the passion to do that. I receive the hunger to do that. I receive grace to do that. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Grace to continue praying until heaven locates me. Grace to continue fasting until the power of God change things in my life. That I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. In the name of Jesus, grace to continue to do every spiritual exercise I know until my life turns around. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every attack on my mind, every attack of darkness on my mind to weaken my faith and trust in God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every attack of darkness on my mind to weaken my faith and trust in God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every attack on my mind. Every attack on my mind. Every attack on my mind to weaken my trust in God, to weaken my faith in God, to stop me from waiting on God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, every attack of demons on my mind, every attack from Satan, from principalities on my mind, to weaken my trust in God, my confidence in God, my reliance on God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, I choose to wait on God. In God, I choose to depend on God all the days of my life. I will not trust in man. I will trust in God. I will not depend on man. I will depend on God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. It says, keep on knocking. I think the problem with Christians is that they feel like there's no point knocking. Yeah, because they don't, that the door will open. If you know that the door will open, you will keep on knocking. So the inspiration in this verse is in the fact that eventually. So I don't know why you are thinking you will not get what you want. Anything that is giving you that impression is from hell. Yeah. Is demonic, is satanic. Anything that is giving you the impression that you will not get what you want, that you will not get the answers to your prayers, is evil, is not of God. Yeah, so the inspiration behind, or the inspiration in this verse is that we will get it if we don't stop pursuing them. If we don't stop knocking, the door will open. Then why do some of us stop? If you don't stop, the door will open. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect my spirit with your fire that produce possibilities. You're going to say, Father, connect my spirit with your fire that makes impossible things possible. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, connect my spirit with your fire that produces possibilities, that makes impossible things possible. Thank you, Lord. Connect my spirit with that fire. I want to feel that fire. I want to know that fire. The fire that makes impossible things possible. Connect my spirit with that fire. Baptize my spirit with that fire. In the name of Jesus, baptize my spirit with that fire. Elijah knows that fire. And that is why he will not stop praying. That fire will not make you to stop praying. Because you'll be excited in your spirit that I'm about to get what I'm asking for. So that fire gives you excitement in your spirit. And you will not want to stop praying. Because you know you will get what you are asking for. That's the kind of fire that was in Elijah. Say, Father, baptize my spirit with the fire that makes impossible things possible. In the name of Jesus, baptize my spirit with that fire. I want to feel that fire. I want to know that fire. In the name of Jesus, the fire that will keep pushing me to pray, pushing me to never stop praying, to never stop trusting, to never stop waiting. Baptize my spirit with that fire. In the name of Jesus, the fire that will make me to never give up on God's power, on God's ability. Baptize my spirit with that fire right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, for everyone who asks, receives. Matthew 7 verse 8. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me back to the spiritual exercises I was doing before that was producing results in my life. Say, Lord, take me back to those spiritual exercises I was doing before that was producing great results in my life. Take me back to them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The spiritual exercise I was doing before, some of you before, you know how to worship God. You know how to praise God. And His power will manifest. His power will come upon you. His presence will come upon you. Say, Lord, take me back to those spiritual exercises I used to do before that produce results in my life. Take me back to them in the name of Jesus. The spiritual exercises I was doing before and they produced great wonders in my life. Oh Lord, take me back to them. In the name of Jesus, take me back to them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Verse 37, for with God shall be impossible, for with God shall be impossible. If you want to see impossible, you have to follow the Spirit of God, the direction of the Spirit of God. That is how you will see. Yeah, because the Spirit of God manifests God. the Spirit of God manifests. And once God manifests, things change instantly. So we must follow the Spirit. We must follow the path He is following. We must let Him guide and lead us. Until you learn to your entire life will be confused. And not only that, things will be difficult for you, God, in your life. Until you learn to follow the Spirit of God. Yeah, because that is the Spirit that will those wonders. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, come into my life and lead me through the path of signs and wonders. So Holy Spirit, and lead me through the path of the parts where I will see things happen. Holy Spirit, come into my life and lead me. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit is in their own eyes. Those who think mind. The Holy Spirit does not lead people like me. So Holy Spirit, come into my life through the path of guide me through the path. Lead me through the path. Power. Change my life. Holy, come and guide me. Come and guide me. In everything I do, lead me. Me. While I do spiritual exercises, lead me. To see impossible things happen in my life. Come and lead me. Come and lead my life. In the name of Jesus. Of signs and wonders. Guide me through the paths. Guide me through the paths of victories. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Read. In Jesus' name, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me. Grace with strength, with to open every door again. the Holy Spirit with grace, with anointing, darkness have closed in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, empower me with grace. Empower me with strength. Empower me with anointing. Darkness have shut against me. To open. Witchcraft have shut against me. Me with fire, with grace, me with strength, with anointing. Doors, darkness have shut against me. Me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, and empower me with authority. To open doors. The enemy of grace and success and breakthroughs. Empower in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Prayer point. And then we'll round off this. It says, for with God shall be impossible. Which also means that God have the things we need for we have asked for them. I've known about the things we need. About the things we need. Before we start praying for them. Yeah, that is one of the ways. God from the future because he already knows about everything that will happen. In fact, he already knows about what you would think. And he has already as to do those things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, your angels, Lord. Mobilize your angels. All answers to my prayers. Mobilize your angels. The miracles that I need at this time. Pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mobilize your angels. To perform the answer. Mobilize your angels. To perform. Now. Mobilize them. Those angels you have positioned to do your will in to perform the miracles that I need. Oh, right now, in the name of Jesus, release them. Angels that you have positioned in time to release, Lord, mobilize them to action. Release them to in the name of Jesus. Your angels that you have to carry out signs and wonders in my life. Oh Lord, move them to in the name of Jesus. Your angels that you have assigned that I need now in my life. Oh Lord, move them to action right now. Move them to action right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We have you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to have the same mind that is in you. Help me to have the same mind that is in you. Help me to see things as you see them, so that I will be able to witness your miracles. Help me to have the same mind that is in you. Help me to see things as you see them, so that I will be able to experience your wonders. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, connect my mind with your mind and give me your eyes. Help me to see with your eyes. Help me to see things as you see them. connect my mind with your mind. Give me the same mind that is in you. Help me to see with your eyes so that I can witness and experience your miracles. So that I can witness and experience your wonders. Oh Lord, align my mind with your mind. In the name of Jesus, align my thoughts with your thoughts. Give me your eyes. Help me to see with your eyes. So that I will walk into my miracles. So that I will walk into your glory. So that I will experience your wonders. In the name of Jesus, fill me with the spirit of revelation. So that through that spirit, I will be able to experience your signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point, it says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. One of the impossible things that God does is to make his enemies do his will. That is the same group of people, the same creatures that are working against God's will. God, in their actions, or maybe I should call it business. In their business of working against the will of God, they will be doing the will of God unknown to them. In their quest to stop the move of God, they will be supporting the move of God. Yeah, that is one of the things God does, one of the impossible things that God does. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, praise the Lord. I noticed the network was very bad. Yeah, so I think it's better now. Yeah, so we were on the last prayer point. I said one of the impossible things that God does is that he makes his enemy do his will. That's one of the impossible things God does. He makes his enemy do his will unknown to them while they are busy fighting against God's will. They will be helping that will come to pass while they are busy trying to stop the move of God. They will be supporting the same move of God. Yeah, that was one of the things God does. God did with the death of Jesus. Yeah, the enemy thought that killing Jesus was going to stop the move of God on earth, not knowing that it was even going to make the move of God explode and fill all the earth. Yeah, so which means that even the same things that the enemy is doing against you can be part of the will of God for your life. Yeah, so don't always feel bad when God allowed the enemy to do certain things against you. Don't always feel like, why me? Why is all these things happening? Why do I have to go through all of this? It's possible that the enemy doing that to you is part of God's will to you. I mean, it's part of God's will for you. Yeah, because God is going to use them, or God is using them to carry out His plans for your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, through your mighty power, make my enemies serve your purpose in my life. Make my enemies fulfill your will in my life, whether they like it or not. Make my enemies, compel them to carry out your will in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Use the same thing the enemy is doing against me to fulfill your purpose in my life. The same things the enemy is busy doing against me, oh Lord, turn it around to fulfill your desires in my life. Turn them around to fulfill your will in my life. In the name of Jesus, with your great power, use my enemies and their works against me to fulfill your will in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, the same thing the enemy is doing against me day and night, turn them around to fulfill your will in my life. The same things the kingdom of darkness are doing in my life. The same things the agents of darkness are doing against me. Oh Lord, turn them around to fulfill your will in my life. In the name of Jesus, use the works the enemies are doing against me to execute your plans and agenda in my life, O Lord. The same things the agents of Satan are doing against me, O Lord, use them to carry out your plans and agenda in my life. Turn their works around to work for my good and benefit. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for you are so great, so mighty. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for your power cannot fail. Your power has never failed. We worship you, for you remain faithful forever. You remain merciful forever. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strength that is available unto us to perform your desires in our lives, to perform your promises for our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you pour out your Spirit upon everyone here, so that your glory may be revealed in every life. Pour out your Spirit. Let your Spirit take over the lives of your people. Let your Spirit lead them, empower them to see mighty miracles. Oh Lord, do it now in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Ghost that is able to produce signs and wonders in the life of a man, I decree that such power come upon you now in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit that is able to produce impossible things in the life of a man, let that power fall upon you. Let that power fall upon your spirit, soul, and body right now in Jesus' name. The strength that will make your prayers very effective in the spiritual realms, let that strength enter into your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. The anointing to persist in prayer until victories happen, until miracles happen, let that anointing come upon you right now in Jesus' name. I pray that the spirit of revelation from the Lord possess you now. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of revelation that will enable you see with the eyes of God Himself, that will enable you have a new perspective, that will enable you think the way God thinks. Let that spirit of revelation fill you now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the hand of God begin to change everything in your life. Let the hand of God begin to reposition you for greatness. Let the hand of God begin to reposition you and relocate you for a new beginning in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God begin to terminate every activity of darkness, programming of darkness in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. I decree that before the end of this month, you shall share a great testimony. In the name of Jesus, you shall share with everyone a great testimony of God's power and greatness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.